The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Now, each episode, I'll give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of those games. But this week, I'm going to do a little something different for these next two shows. I want to center them particularly around designers of color and also women in the designing industry. So there won't be any top 5 of these, so to speak. These will be lists of the few and upcoming designers of color and up-and-coming female designers in the industry that I think everybody should be on the lookout for. Now, there aren't always going to be the obvious ones that everyone may, though, although I'm going to mention a few of them as well. I wanted to give some publicity to the newer designers that I think deserve some looks into their games. Now, of course, I'll apologize up front because I simply cannot cover everyone in the industry. So please, if I left off your favorite designer or if I left you off the list, I apologize. But go over to majorspoilers.com and go ahead and add them to the show notes. We would love to hear all the names that I missed. So this week, I'm going to talk about some designers of color. So obviously, there's some obvious ones because I know there's a lot of people who just play some games and have no idea who designed those games. And if they want to look for more of those games, also, they might not even know the publisher's names as well. So I'm going to give a list of some of the obvious designers of color here. Of course, there is Eric Lang, who's done a lot of CMON games with a lot of miniatures and a lot of kind of the Amerithrash, a lot of really fun games, particularly like Blood Rage and such. There's also Seng Fu Lim, who has done things like Junk Art and Akrotiri and Belfort. Man, I absolutely love Belfort, a great Euro game. Check out some more of his games as well. There's also Isaias Vallejo. He does all of those Valeria games, Valeria Card Kingdoms, Villages of Valeria, Quest of Valeria, all those ones with Valeria, he's done those. He's a great guy, a bunch of great games. He also did Chocolatiers, which is a very cool little filler. And he did an older game called Sunrise City, which is a really cool little city kind of building game. Check out his games. Daniel Solis, actually a local gamer and a buddy of mine. He's done Junk Orbit, Belle of the Ball. He's also done a lot of kind of different design, graphic design for a lot of games, did a lot of kind of consulting for RPGs, things like that. He has done a lot, and he actually has, if you check out, I believe, danielsolis.com, you can check out some of these series where he kind of teaches about kind of, producing a lot of, making cards and, cards for your when you're designing games yourself, kind of the unpub crowd and things like that. He's got a lot of great information on there on some of the prototyping and things. So definitely check out Daniel Solis if you've not heard of his game. Also, there's Emerson Matsuuchi, and I'm sure everybody knows about the Century game, Century Spice Road, the Golem Edition, Eastern Wonders. He also did Spectre Ops and Reef, a ton of great, great games. Emerson, a very, very, very nice guy. And also, rounding out the obvious ones, Jonathan Ying, who's a designer over at Fantasy Flight. He's done things like Imperial Assault. He's done a lot of great games, Bargain Quest, Power Rangers. He's done a lot of games that you, especially, like I said, a lot of the FFG games he's got his hand in as well. So I want to talk about a couple of, a few up-and-coming game designers as well. Julio Nazario. Julio is from North Carolina as well. I've spent a lot of time with Julio, and boy, does he have a lot of games kind of in the pipeline and in the works. One I did mention, I believe it was on Munchkin Land because it was on Kickstarter, was called Holy, the Festival of Colors. That's coming out by Floodgate Games, which is a really pretty cool game there. Also, there's another two more coming out this year, Haunted by Talon Strikes, and Control, which will be out in 2020 by Pandasaurus Games. Julio, very cool guy, and you'll see a lot more of him coming up in the future as well. There's also Amari Akil, also happens to be local. I believe he's up in Durham. He is also kind of a publisher in Board Game Brothers, or BGB. I believe they go by. He designed Rap Gods, which there was a big, a big fundraising things for Black Lives Matter, which was a great thing. It was centered around Rap Gods. Rap Gods is a very cool game. It's kind of, he mentions it's a mix of strategy and storytelling as you play cards that represent events in your MC's career and life. Along the way, you'll have to earn money, build up your street cred, and improve your rap skills. Starting beef with players might put you on top, but it'll also knock you down when you least expect it. So it's really cool card drafting with some dice in there and role-playing and actually variable player powers, which I absolutely love. And of course, kind of that storytelling element, which is really cool because it kind of feels like you're playing out your career. So check out Rap Gods. That one came out this year. Also, there is Marcus Ross. He put out a title a few years ago called Bees. This is one by he co-created with Kara Ryan. Action Phase Games. This is a pretty cool, again, another dice rolling and tile placement game, which is centered around bees. It's a real-time game for 2 to 5 players. Very kind of a lighter to medium weight. Plays in 30 minutes, kind of a super filler, but a very cool game that I think you should check out. I believe you can get it for less than $20 as well. There's also Daryl Chow. Daryl Chow has made a lot of very, very cool games. He's got a lot of games coming out this year as well. A game that I really loved was, I think it was in my top 2 or 3 of last year, called The Artemis Project. That game was fantastic. That one came out last year from Grand Gamers Guild. You can check that out. It's kind of a medium weight Euro with some dice drafting. Oh, it's awesome. He's also putting out this year Into Deep, Ramen Inc., and Animal Rescue. These are all games that are due to come out this year. Check out Daryl Chow as well, another great game designer. And Sashi, I wanted to cover Sashi. He also co-designed a game with Daryl Chow, but he's also done a game called Coffee Roaster, which was a solo game about coffee brewing. He's also designed with his wife and illustrator Tarai Takako, and check out a lot of his games. Got a lot of cool games coming out in the near future as well, Sashi. There's also Nicholas Yu, who's put out a few games, but he's got one coming out, I believe it should be released. It was on Kickstarter, called Adventure Tactics, Domian's Tower. Really, really cool. That kind of Final Fantasy Tactics type feel, where you're co-op playing against the game with a lot of great scenarios. Really cool. About 5 years ago, we put out a couple other games called, one was Hero Brigade, which is a card game, kind of a line combat game. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Versus system, but really cool. A lot of really cool heroes in that. And then there was Eternal Dynasty, which was a heavier weight Euro game that did a lot of really cool things with voting and having a kind of a dynasty feel, where you have different like family members with different strengths and weaknesses that you've drafted throughout the game. That one came out in 2015. Man, that one's really, really good too. But check him out, Nicholas Yu. And there's also Eric Slauson. Eric Slauson made a couple of really cool games. Did a game called Nerd Words, which was, these are two party games, Nerd Words and Monstrosity. But I don't know if Monstrosity made it out quite yet, but they're both party games. Nerd Words is kind of using that party game feel, where you're trying to get people to guess a kind of a scientific term. And Monstrosity, so it's where one person is kind of describing what a monster or a scene looked like, so that other players can make a police sketch. It's pretty much what you're doing in Monstrosity. And then the one player who is the witness will describe that kind of creature in that scene, and then everybody else will try to draw what they think it looks like, and then they'll go ahead and give points to the artist who is the most closely able to describe or draw that scene. Really cool little theme there, which is Monstrosity. Again, isn't a party game for about 3 to 8 players. Thanks for joining me this week on the Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions, or please go to majorsports.com and add to my list for other people to find some great designers, please comment on the episode on majorspoilers.com, or you can just go there for tons of great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at Geek Jock Blog or on the Geek All Stars podcast, or as a contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back next episode to feature some great female designers, but until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
You're a dreamer, you see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.